Good morning. Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy plans to maintain central government control over Catalonia after the new regional leader nominated imprisoned and exiled politicians to join his cabinet, so El País reported yesterday. New regional president Quim Torra named his cabinet on Saturday, although the inclusion of politicians who are either in jail awaiting trial or in self-imposed exile for their part in the independence drive was denounced as provocation by the Madrid government. Rajoy had said that once a full and legal government was running in Catalonia, he would return direct rule to the region. However, Torra's cabinet choices threatens to keep the region in political limbo. The situation threatens Rajoy's plan to salvage the country's budget. Lacking a majority of seats, the PP needs backing from the regional Basque party, the PMV, to pass a vote this week. The party has said it'll only back the budget if Rajoy lifts Article 155, suspending Catalan self-rule, before the vote set for May the 24th. The head of far-left party Podemos has put his leadership to a grassroots vote following an outcry over his purchase of a luxury home. Pablo Iglesias has been under fire since he announced on Wednesday that he'd taken out a mortgage of €540,000 to buy a chalet just north of Madrid. But the move caused unease within the rank and file of Podemos, which was born in 2014 out of austerity fatigue and widespread anger at the country's business and political elites. Iglesias and his partner, who's a Podemos spokesperson, said on Saturday that they would ask Podemos members in a vote if they should carry on in their posts. Video footage of a bull suffering during a fiesta has renewed calls to ban bullfighting and related activities. Footage captured during a traditional running of the bulls in Villarreal near Castellón in the Valencia region shows the animal having some sort of seizure during an event last month. The president of an association of vets lobbying against bullfighting and animal abuse said that the video is proof that even these spectacles that don't involve blood bring intense suffering for the animals. A demonstration has been called next Sunday in Madrid's Puerta del Sol by a coalition of national and international organisations that fight against mistreatment and for the rights of animals. And a British filmmaker is creating a documentary about abandoned dogs in Andalusia, and he needs your help. Paul Murphy from London was compelled to make the film after he drove to Los Barrios to adopt a sick stray dog which had been rescued by a local shelter. Dogland follows the lives of a group of volunteers who took control of the shelter. The facility was flooded in December 2016 and all the animals were evacuated and held in a bull ring. Now Mr. Murphy is looking for mobile film footage of the floods and the dogs being rescued to include in his documentary. Anyone with any footage is asked to contact Paul at paulmurphy.com. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.